You know, my friends, we didn't start this fight. We didn't ask for this. We didn't draw first blood and second blood and third blood and a million bloods. Pedophile rings are kidnapping children all over the country. That's who the CPS is. It's all over the Texas news. The Youth Commission just mass rapes of children, publicly prostituting kidnapped children out. Florida run by pedophiles. Michigan, it's just hell on earth. A million dead Iraqis, 3 million dead in the last 18 years. By the globalist hands, our military totally being turned into brainwashed demons. Those that want to stay in, others just mentally breaking down and coming home and committing suicide. It's horrible. Don't commit suicide. Join us. Join the rebellion against tyranny, which is obedience to God, and you will no longer feel bad about yourself. You will have a mission, and it's empowering. You will have courage again. Mark Cornkey was run off the road, set up. They tried to set him up for a bank robbery. He had no criminal record. You know, his dad, the sheriff's department, whole family, great folks in his area of Michigan, and they ran him off the road, very mad at him. Bill Clinton's personally attacked him and others. It's all on squad car video. I aired it on local access here in Austin. They sent it to me, and he wanted to get his son out because they told him they were going to kill him, and he got his son out of the car and then sped off, sped off to get his son out of the car when they got behind him. The cops on the radio saying, but he didn't rob the bank. Why are we doing this? And they say, go to cell phone. And then, it was a big setup. So we have all the squad car footage. They run him off the road, then charge him with assaulting police with a deadly weapon, railroaded 7 years in prison. And, Mark, in the 3 minutes we've got left, how did you psychologically, do it? I know what you did. You made it a war on the inside to wake up those prisons. But explain that to people.
Real quick, from the movie you just had the music from, Starship Trooper, the line where the commanders are heading towards the planet. Remember your training and you will come back alive. Rule number one, I did have a lot of good instructors in survival, escape, and evasion. One of the classes I had, one of many classes by men who had just come out of detention camps and concentration camps, were Vietnam POWs and Korean War POWs. That helped a great deal. My belief in our Lord Jesus Christ and the strength that he gave me is key and critical to the process. Those people that you're worried about are saying, oh, I'm going to commit suicide. Shame on you. God gave you a great life. You take advantage of that life. You bite the hind end of the other side. You kick them in the slats. And when you're done, we end up free. We end up enjoying our liberty. That was the key to this whole thing. You know what prison's like? It's like being at the Albuquerque bus terminal. You know what? The Albuquerque bus terminal is the most impersonal, big airport-type place you've ever seen. People coming and going, you don't know them. Some are goofs. Some are nutcases. You know what? You focus on the idea. You're going on another bus and going somewhere else. That's the key to this whole thing. The enemy wants us to, they want to paw at our time. They want to paw at our lives. They're like parasites. They are parasites. You know what? If you all get tired of them and you kick them in the slats and drive their hind end out of this country, you will be amazed. And you know what? The first time that we have to pull the trigger and everybody goes, oh, I'm going to say, oh, shut up. When the time comes, you will find such an uplifting weight that just sheds from you because it is time, that you will find out real quick what liberty is all about and what life and liberty is all about.
Well, I know this, Mark. I remember growing up in Dallas and, having three or four guys corner me and start beating the hell out of me. And the feeling of just fighting back and being cornered and being in the right, when you start slugging them and they start falling, it is. It's an uplifting feeling. If you'll just fight back, you're going to win.
The other side expects you to lay down. You know what they want? They want a cheap victory. Remember, the basic rule of Sun Tzu is, convince the enemy it's futile to resist before the first arrow has left the first bow. And that's what they're doing right now. Guess what? The other side, they die just like everyone else. You know what? I've got a basic rule. It's in fact, Battle for the Republic, the Winter War. I wrote the book series so that you could understand from the mental experience, the physical and the mental experience, from all the different directions that can be imagined, okay? And the purpose behind this is to understand that it is not futile to resist. Just the reverse. The only people that are saying that are the jackasses on the other side who want to rape, kill, pillage, and burn this country. And as soon as we kick them in the slats, we can all go home and enjoy ourselves.
Mark Cornkey.
The problem is this. We're already home, Alex. We're here.
That's it, Mark. And we don't have a choice. They've got us cornered. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care, Mark.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
Folks, my website's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, check out PrisonPlanet.tv. Dennis Kucinich straight ahead, as well as St. John Hunt. Stay with us. The final hour is jam-packed.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is it, the last-ditch defense of the Republic before it goes into the hot zone war. They want to bag this country and run a Nazi-slash-Soviet extermination op. Every top expert we have on agrees. Former White House CIA advisors, historians, Nobel Prize winners, the black op is upon us. They really plan on gutting it all and going for broke and killing the country once and for all. They try to wrap all their criminal agendas in the American flag, but they're being defeated. The true patriots are rising to the occasion in the final last ditch. That means the last ditch in our defenses. The Alamo here, as the New World Order comes up over the parapets. We're joined for the next 40 minutes. Then Dennis Kucinich scheduled. We're going to be calling him to talk about impeachment. We had Willie Nelson in a barn-burning interview in the first hour. That's why I've abbreviated some of the guests today, because I said I'd call him last week to get him on to call for impeachment, and I just didn't get around to calling. So I called him this morning, and he goes, let's do it right now. So we had him on. And then I didn't want to ask him about doing some big 9/11 truth movement thing, because kind of at a subconscious level, I don't want the work or the craziness or people wanting to be involved and all the nuttiness of it. So I didn't ever ask him. The caller asked him. He said, sure, I'll do it. And then I asked him off air. And he said he wants me to basically organize it and run it. I said, you want to organize it and run it? He goes, no, Alex, you tell me and call me tomorrow what you want to do. But he's the expert. I'll talk to him. We'll know something in the next few days. I don't want to I want to gently catch a monkey. I don't want to run, you know, this into the ground, or people don't bug Nelson or besiege him or try to hijack what we're doing here and then kill the whole golden goose. This is really going to be great for the 9/11 truth. A lot of media attention. Also, it's going to be about impeachment and not having an Iran war. So very, very exciting. And this could be huge. This could absolutely be huge. I think it's going to be mega huge. In fact, I'm giddy right now. I am very excited. going to St. John Hunt, who I'm also excited about. You know, it'll probably be out early next year, middle of next year, because I'm going to take my time making it. The tentative title is Black Sunshine. And why? Because it was a broad, you know, Main Street sunny day that had happened, but it was a dark light of the New World Order that carried out the killing. So darkness on that, you know, that bright winter day. So Black Sunshine is the poetic term that I've come up with. It may be named something else, but we've got some more interviews to do. It's Cinema Verite, no voiceover. Jim Mars is in it, a bunch of other people. But central to it is St. John Hunt, son of E. Howard Hunt. And when you see Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt, that character's named after his father, CIA section chief, black op commander, overthrew a bunch of countries. We knew he was photographed as being one of the tramps. We knew he was involved always. And then before he died, he admitted on video and on audio that he indeed had been involved in management of the hit against JFK. And he's got his new e-book out. It was too hot for any of the publishers to handle, though he may put it in book form, paper book form soon. I hope he does. But he has his new book out with a lot of incredible stuff, stuff that's never been covered before, in his new book. And we'll tell you how to get that today at his website, the e-book. St. John Hunt, great to have you on. It's quite a hot radio show today, and we're glad to have you added into the mix.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. It's great to be back on, and I remember what a great time we had down in Dallas, you know, working hard to uncover the truth and bring it to the American people and to the world in general is what you're here for, brother. So I'm glad to be on your show again.
Absolutely. St. John, for those that haven't heard you the few times you've been here or on Coast to Coast AM and a few others, or Rolling Stone that broke it all, a year ago or so. Why don't you break down who you are, your dad, and then go through the basics, and then tell us about the book and some of the things that people never heard before on the radio.
Okay. Well, in a nutshell, my father is E. Howard Hunt. He passed away January 2007. And it's long been, he's been a suspect for many, many years that he had some involvement in the JFK assassination. Now, everybody knows E. Howard Hunt as being the co-conspirator, the organizer of the Watergate break-in under President Nixon. He worked as one of the plumbers, which was Nixon's secret black ops team with Gordon Liddy. They went around the country breaking and entering, firebombing, and all manner of of illegal activities. Earlier in his career, my father had been chief of psychological warfare during the Guatemalan overthrow in 1954 of our Benz, and later on in the early 60s, he had handpicked the members of the new presidential government for the Bay of Pigs. He was involved in the Bay of Pigs, which was a failed operation to overthrow Castro, illegally, of course. This is just one of the many CIA secret operations that the American public was not privy to, contrary to our Constitution, which allows for us to be in control of this agency. In fact, we're not in control of this agency. And later on, at a very advanced stage, my father confessed to me of his knowledge and his role in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Now, the things that he told me, I got an article that came out in Rolling Stone magazine. That's how the story broke. And then Alex, you were one of the first, I think the first radio station to break this, you know, nationwide, after the Rolling Stone story came out in April, 2007. And, basically what my father told me was that, he was a bench warmer in a group of contract CIA agents, Cuban expatriates that were working under the protection of the CIA and of President Johnson and of the FBI to assassinate President Kennedy, because he was viewed as soft on communism. He was viewed as being a danger to the true and secret desires of the military-industrial complex way back in 1963. So what's important about this this little window of history here is that this, I believe, was the first stab at the American Constitution, and the first time that the secret government really had stepped in and taken control of this country in a well carried out coup d'etat, which my father was a part of. In my book that, as you mentioned, has just come out as an e-book on my website, stjohnhunt.com, I supply all the handwritten memos and the photographs and the notes that my father wrote to me on his deathbed in Miami, Florida, when I flew down there and he confessed his knowledge and his involvement in the assassination of President Kennedy. So the reason this is important is because we all have to understand that this kind of stuff has been going on a long time. It's going on today, even bigger and worse than ever. And it's thank God we have people like you, Alex, to bring out the truth. And this is this book has been shopped at the to various publishers on the East Coast of New York, and people are just scared to take this on. But so I've went ahead and published it as an ebook, which you can get on my website, stjohnhunt.com.
Well, continue. I mean, break down some of the things that are covered, in the book, and because this is amazing information. You would think that the mainstream publishers that want to publish this, a very well written book. I've read it. A lot of other people did look at it. The publishers are scared. I mean, this is smoking gun, handwritten notes, documents. I mean, this is really the key, one of the biggest smoking guns ever. There's been others. This is kind of the coup de grace, and no, they won't touch it because they've got so much hinging on the myth. And selling the myth that they told the truth about the JFK killing being a lone assassin. I'm surprised they didn't say the Tooth Fairy did it, or that Kennedy bumped his head on the side of a car like they said Budo did when there's video of her being shot in Pakistan. They feed us even bigger lies. But this is one of the big ones, one of the big icons, if not the biggest, just as big as 9/11 in the psyche. So if that falls, so many of the other dominoes fall.
Yeah, this was really the first, one of the biggest lies that was fostered upon the American public. And of course, the mindset back in 1963 was, we were still a country whose citizens were rather innocent to this kind of internal intrigue, and it was just so natural for the New World Order government, which I believe started back then, to step in and take control by assassinating President Kennedy and then putting in Lyndon Johnson. My father, I have in my book detailed conversations that I had with my father. I have photographs of the conspirators. It's not a long book. It's 131 pages, but it's got a bounty of memorandums and handwritten notes, the photographs of the conspirators. I have some personal family photographs in there of my father and myself and our family at different times of our lives. And it's also a very personal memoir about my relationship with my father and about my lifelong struggle to find the truth of my father, because starting in 1971-72, when Watergate broke and my father was arrested for his role, he served 33 and a half months in federal penitentiary for his involvement as one of the co-conspirators in the Watergate break-in, as well as all the other things he'd done illegally for President Nixon at the time. It was just shortly after that that I saw a poster on a telephone pole in Oakland, California, where I was living at the time, with a picture of one of the tramps. Now, the tramps, for those of you who don't know, were three supposed hobos that were arrested within minutes after the assassination there in Dallas. They were behind a parking lot and a picket fence in a railroad yard, and they were discovered there, and then they were paraded through downtown Dealey Plaza and taken, booked, and then released, and all their records of their bookings were somehow lost or destroyed for the next 40 years.
All right, St. John Hunt, we got to go to break. We'll be right back, and we will get into more detail on the key info that you are covering.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and red lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
John Hunt is our guest. Who would have ever thought that after the death of E. Howard Hunt, talk about an incredible past swashbuckling, intrigue, black operations overthrowing governments, and yes, honchoing the assassination of John F. Kennedy. His son now with audio, video, all of it, releasing a book right now at his website. St. John, again, tell people how they can get the book.
Well, they can go to my website, which is stjohnhunt.com, and that's spelled out S-A-I-N-T-J-O-H-N-H-U-N-T, stjohnhunt.com, and there'll be a prompt there to click to order the book. And the book's only $12.95, and I guarantee anybody that gets this book is going to be just thrilled with the information I'm providing.
And by the way, they've already, I need to send some people when we get the time out to interview you, another interview for the film we've decided, showing where they tried to run you off the road and where they broke into your place to try to steal your notes. I mean, you've gone through a lot. You know, the fact of that even shows more evidence of how real this is, all the things that have happened to you in the process.
Yes, just after I came out with this information, or it, when I was in the early stages of processing this information, and I was making phone calls to Eric, my friend Eric Hedegaard from Rolling Stone magazine. My house got broken into. Nothing of any value was stolen. You know, I have TVs, DVD players, CDs, you know, money and things. That was all left alone. And what they went through was all my files in my office. All my paperwork had been gone through, and you know, the files are just strewn all over the room. The break-in looked like a professional job because there was no sign of, there was no broken windows, there was no damage to any of the door jams. It was, to me, obviously a very well planned and carried out break-in by people that do this kind of thing all the time. Later, a few days after that, I was run off the road on a very lonely stretch of coastal road near Eureka, California, a road called Samoa Boulevard that runs right alongside the Pacific Ocean, and that was pretty scary. I've always felt strongly that that this information I have is of extreme importance historically, and very significant, and very relevant even today, 45 years later. What I have to offer in my book is a detailed account of what I put together from all of my father's conversations, from the tape recording he sent me, where you can hear this this recording of his voice on my website. There's a link there, you can click it, and you'll hear my father in his own real voice confessing his involvement and some of the key players in the assassination. Now, you know, people have always thought that the assassination of JFK was a huge conspiracy, and how could this conspiracy involve so many people? Well, it really didn't. In the 50s and 60s, there was an elite group of CIA officers that headed a very secret black operation section called the Executive Action Committee. And the Executive Action was a euphemism for the assassination of unfriendly foreign leaders. Now, the people that were involved in this were Cord Meyer. He was the chief of station of Great Britain. He also personally hated Kennedy because his ex-wife had been a mistress to JFK for many years.
Cord Meyer was also the handler. We have the national security documents of the Clintons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were going to Oxford, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Harvey was also one of the chief operatives for the executive action black op operations to assassinate unfriendly foreign leaders. He was stationed over in Italy in Rome, and there's a memo that has surfaced from Bill Harvey to his CIA bosses, suggesting that they use Corsican hitmen for any assassination of foreign leaders rather than using the American mafia.
Well, they always use go-betweens. They always use, so they have the plausible deniability and degrees of separation between each envelope.
That's right, and these were an elite group of CIA operatives that were very familiar with how to put assassinations together, how to carry them out, and how to cover their tracks or cover their asses after the assassination was over. Antonio Veciana was the vicious leader of anti-Castro Alpha 66, who worked as a contract agent for the CIA. He was handled by David Phillips, and he met with Oswald in Mexico in 1963, according to my father.
Let's talk more about this in the book. Final segment with St. John Hunt straight ahead. And then we're scheduled to have Dennis Kucinich popping in with a big impeachment hearing coming up in less than 48 hours. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
We're about 10 minutes away from having Dennis Kucinich on, briefly, very, very busy coming up with impeachment in the House Judiciary Committee Friday. This is a big, big deal. Huge news on Willie Nelson in article format coming out in the next 30 minutes or so by Kurt Nimmo at InfoWars.com. It'll also be posted on PrisonPlanet.com. People have been lobbying me to try to get Ventura out to a 9/11 event, try to get Willie Nelson out to one, try to get Charlie Sheen out to one. And I already got Charlie Sheen out to one, and I just had never asked. But a caller called in and said, why don't you do it? And Willie Nelson said, yeah, I want to do that. But I'm not going to – you see, Willie Nelson's going to do what he wants. He has the band. He has the tour buses. He has the millions of dollars in equipment. They are the ones that are going to choose where to do a venue. Now, they want me to advise them and be part of picking who comes and speaks. Okay, we've talked off air already. And I'm talking to him in the morning, but everybody's going crazy. We're getting phone calls, emails. Willie Nelson is running things. not Alex Jones, and certainly not some of you out there. So don't, well, you can't stop him from doing it. He's doing it. You can't, so you can, people can try to take it over, do whatever they're going to do. It's not going to work. So good luck. Go ahead. Just like people tried to take over my L.A. thing, it didn't work. I'm tired of, I want to fight the New World Order. I want to have a big media event. I want to get it on C-SPAN. I want to get TV coverage to try to stop the war. Will this be a magic bullet? Somebody put this in here in the studio. No. But it's something. It's the right spirit, the right direction. I think it's going to be big. In the time we have left with St. John Hunt, I'll have him back up next week if he can do it for a full hour to take your calls, because I love the different directions callers take us. In the last 5-6 minutes we've got left, St. John, other key points you want to make?
Well, some of the key points covered in my book are the handwritten memo that my that includes the admission finally that my father wrote down that he and Frank Sturgis had been lifelong friends. Now this is key because he'd always maintained that he never met Frank Sturgis until he put together the crew for the Watergate break-in. Now why this is important is because Frank Sturgis and my father were accused of being two of the three tramps in Dealey Plaza, and of course my father denied his entire life that he ever knew Frank Sturgis until the 70s. Well, Dealey Plaza, of course, was the Kennedy assassination. That was in 63. And now in this book, I reveal in a handwritten memo that in fact, my father did finally admit that he had known Frank Sturgis during that time. So this book just chips away a little bit more at the conspiracy. I don't claim to have figured the entire...
Are you kidding? Chips away?
Yeah.
It isn't just that your book or your father's audio or videotapes. Nobody's seen the video. We've got it. We're going to put this little clip out soon. But I keep meaning to. We're just so busy.
Yeah, Alex, I want to make available to you the entire 10 hours, which I have down. Available. I'll make that available to you to do what you want with.
Well, as soon as September's over, all we're working on is the JFK thing. We're working on it some now, but Burma's got us to help him with his film, and that's got to be done for September 1st, so everything's insane. But we're going to send Rob out there for a week with you, if that's okay, to interview you, get copies
you
of
bet.
All this, you know, interview you there in Northern California, and we got some other interviews we're going to do, so absolutely.
Okay.
But, I mean, you say it chips away a little bit. This is bombshell info.
Well, it really is, but on the broader scale and the larger scale, the JFK conspiracy is just a part of the entire conspiracy of the New World Order to dupe the American public and to basically rob us of our rights and to establish martial law, which we're just a hair's breadth away from.
Well, it's the same crew, and then you look at the presidents and people that come after. And the heads of the CIA and the heads of Congress are the people involved in running the black op that day in Dealey Plaza back in 1963. So it is just a repeat over and over again of the same nightmare. It's like Groundhog Day or something. And we have to put an end to it. It has to stop. And,
yeah.
And I mentioned that Rick Linklater showed some of my films to the diehard star, Bruce Willis, and he went from being a neocon follower to now... I told you before it was in Vanity Fair, he came out and said, yeah, the same people that killed Kennedy are involved in, you know, running things today in 9/11.
Yeah.
So there it was confirmed behind the scenes. Bruce Willis had woken up. The neocons freaked out and tried to deny it and said, we talked to one of Bruce Willis's friends. He says that's not the case. But then he did an interview with Vanity Fair. I haven't even tried to get Bruce Willis on. You know what? Remind me. I want to get Willis on and see how folks like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just people say that we always have big stars on here. Most of the time, Charlie Sheen, you name it, they come to us, which is great. They want to speak out, and then it gets the big attention. And it isn't because they think they're important. It's because they understand that that will get media attention, and they are important because they have courage. Well, St. John, I just really want to thank you for coming on with us. I want to set you up next week for an hour to open you up to the listeners so they can ask you questions, and give out your website one more time.
My website, stjohnhunt.com. Spell it out, S-A-I-N-T, johnhunt.com. And for those of you that download the book, it's only $12.95. It's a real good read. I've gotten so many compliments. People just can't put it down when they read it, and it's filled with all the memos, the handwritten documents that my father gave me, personal family photographs. And feel free to contact me through my website. Let me know what you think of it.
St. John, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much, my friend. While we're lining Kucinich up, He's supposed to call in here, but we'll see what goes on. While we're doing that, go ahead and play a few minutes of the clip of him he put out yesterday on YouTube. We have a link to it on InfoWars.com, calling for people to support him and explaining why he's taking this bold step. Here it is.
I want to thank you for the support which you have given to my efforts to hold this administration accountable for taking us into a war based on lies and for the destruction of the rule of law and the destruction of cherished constitutional principles. Because of your support, this Friday in Washington, D.C., I will make a presentation before the Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives, at which time I will make the case that this president has violated his oath of office, violated United States law and international law, has separated our nation from our Constitution, and has taken us on a course that has been so profoundly anti-democratic that it has threatened the core of our nation. Because of your support, I've been able to advance this series of matters right to the table of the Judiciary Committee. Because of your support, I've been able to create an opening where we're finally getting a chance in Washington to discuss the abuses of power, to discuss a war based on lies, to discuss the whole architecture of constitutional principles that have been taken down. Every serious matter that faces the people of this country today can be linked to an administration which is not accountable. For example, the price of gasoline. You know that Vice President Cheney, with the permission and blessing of President Bush, held secret meetings with leaders of the oil industry, where they laid out maps of Iraq far in advance of the attack on Iraq. You know, and I know, the war was about oil. And if we can force the Vice President of the United States to have to testify, we can get the information that's necessary to be able to prove that not only has U.S. law been violated, but that the public trust has been under a continuous assault by an alliance between the White House and the oil companies.
Okay.
You look at the
ladies and gentlemen, you can watch the rest of him eloquently lay it out on his congressional website. We have links to it up on InfoWars.com. Now, I want to be clear, we only have him for a little while, Congressman Kucinich. I got Willie Nelson on the show today. I called him and said, hey, do you want to come on and support Mr. Kucinich's impeachment? He said, absolutely, let's do it today. And I'm getting a lot of other prominent people. Ron Paul on tomorrow, though his plane almost went down yesterday. he's going to be on tomorrow talking about it and some other issues. So I'm trying myself in my own little way to get as much heat on the Judiciary Committee as we can. And Congressman, very brave man, our champion up there right now, leading the pack in the fight against tyranny. How do we support you, sir?
Well, I think you're already doing it in getting people involved to sign a petition. But, you know, this goes a little bit further. The best defense of a country is an informed citizenry. So people should read the articles, and if there's anything I missed in the 35 articles, I'd be happy to hear from people. And furthermore, if there's if we have discussions around the country on this, if people start getting together in groups and talk and have a discussion, a constitutional caucus is going on everywhere where people talk about what's the meaning of the Constitution, why should someone who's president of the United States be held accountable to law, what happens when there are untruths told in a democracy that result in war, what are the consequences. We need a discussion about this because the discussion will increase awareness, and increased awareness will help protect our country from tyranny.
Absolutely, sir. Can you go over the process and what we're going to be seeing Friday?
I'm, you know, first of all, I want to say that to you, Alex Jones, that you are one of the people who has been keeping the public informed to the point where we've had such a public outcry that the hearings have been brought forward. I don't know that it could have happened without you. I really mean that, because it's like, unless we get people who are really demanding that an airing of these charges be held, it wouldn't happen. So on Friday, what's going to happen is this. I will present the articles to the committee and talk about why I believe the committee should move to a formal hearing, and of course with taking testimony under oath of both the president and the vice president. I think it's really important for the American people to know once and for all if in fact there were deliberate lies told that took this country into war. We know now that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction, but people knew back then in October of 2002 that Iraq didn't have the weapons. They knew that Iraq wasn't a threat. They knew that Iraq didn't have the intention or capability of attacking the United States, had nothing to do with 9/11 or Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11, and yet they led the people of the United States and led the Congress in particular to believe otherwise. And this, to me, constitutes a grave offense, and this is one of the primary reasons why I pushed this right to the point of where we finally opened up the doors to the Judiciary Committee, and at which time I'm going to be putting on the table something that everyone said was off the table, articles of impeachment.
Well, we're looking at several major issues here, and I'd like you to, as quickly as you can, address those in the time we have, Congressman Kucinich. There needs to be in all our prayers, ladies and gentlemen. This is very dangerous, what he's doing. Needless to say, we all need to be supporting him right now with phone calls, letters to the Judiciary Committee, to their congressmen and women, to the media. Hey, the media is involved in a huge cover-up of this, other than maybe Keith Olbermann mentioning it a little bit. How do we force the mainstream media? I mean, this is thousands of times what Nixon did, and that got major attention, and rightfully so. There is almost a news blackout on what's happening. That's first. And then secondarily, we must bring them to justice because they're getting ready to commit more crimes with the attack on Iran. They've got their talking points out. The word is from Congressman Paul and others and CIA people we know. They are going to hit in October or September, maybe after, they think McCain's going to be elected. So we're also looking at them committing new crimes that may dwarf the previous ones. Can you speak to both those points?
Well, you know, as I hear you speak, I really get chills because I realize the danger that our country's in right now. And not only are we in one war based on manufactured representations, but we are headed towards another. Your listeners right now have a lot of power, and here's what you can do. Get on the phone today and demand that people cover this Judiciary Committee hearing on Friday. You know, it's not as though the media exists in a vacuum. They exist because people watch them or listen to them. And if anyone's listening right now and there's a show that you tend to watch, whether it's on the big networks or on the cable networks, call them. Call them today. Call them tomorrow. Tell them there's a Judiciary Committee hearing on Friday in Washington, at which time executive abuse of power is going to be discussed, and at which time Congressman Kucinich will be making a presentation regarding the articles of impeachment. And you think it's important, that you, the listener, think it's important.
Well, imagine, ladies and gentlemen, I want your take on this, Congressman. How could it not be on every news channel? How could it not be preempting the soap operas? I mean, this is huge news. They admit they committed these felonies. There's no debating it, from torture to lying about WMDs, premeditated. The list goes on and on. 35 of these that are open and shut. I mean, we better see this on television. Right now, it looks like we're not going to be unless it's C-SPAN.
Well, you know, this is something that is really depends on the people. And if the people have a strong enough outcry, I think you can create something that will be different than what the networks are currently planning.
Congressman, how were you able to even get it to this point? I mean, they were saying that couldn't be done, and you've done that.
I'll say it again, Alex. You're one of the people with your listeners who have helped to raise public awareness to the point of where I think the speaker had to understand that there needed to be an airing, whether or not it would be a formal hearing only on the impeachment articles. I think, you know, the fact that we were able to open the door is a big event. and it gives us for the first time a chance to talk about impeachment in front of a congressional committee. I think that it happened because of the people, because everyone started to get involved, and, you know, that gave me a great deal of encouragement to hang in there. But there's a lot of people out there. You know, we've had close to 50,000 people sign that petition, and we have more people who are giving, sending. I just got a box of petitions yesterday, a full box that weighs about 25 pounds of petitions from all over the country. People who are demanding that the House take action.
How do folks sign the petition? They can go to your website, can't they?
Yeah, I have a website that I think you already have been talking about. And but again, please call the media and tell them that they ought to be covering this, because this is a matter of public interest. And, you know, at last, this is about our Constitution. This is about whether or not we stay a republic, and whether or not we have principles that are bedrock principles that protect our freedoms. Our freedoms are on the line. You cannot stay a free nation if a government will go to war based on lies and will raise the budgets of a military to the point of where there isn't room for anything else, and just keep building, and it's not based on the truth. You know, we all will defend our country in a moment of need. It's a responsibility we have. But woe to that person who tells the American people and our soldiers that they got to go to war, and the fact is they misrepresent.
The love republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed, and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I'll let you know in closing, I talked to Willie today. A caller called in and said, why don't you guys have an anti-war, anti-attack Iran concert. And Willie said, Alex, you organize it, so I want to invite you and Jesse Ventura now. It'll be in the next few months. It'll probably be in New York or Austin or somewhere like that.
It would be great to be there. And, of course, since you called him, Willie Nelson is such a great American. And, you know, he's somebody that isn't particularly ideological. He really comes from the heartland and wants to do what's right for America. And what a he is, what a great man he is, and I'm just grateful to be mentioned in the same breath. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Congressman.
Bye now.
Be careful, and we're all behind you here. Wow, an amazing interview, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we skipped a break for some stations out there that still carried the break. We were talking to him behind the scenes. This will all be posted the next few hours at prisonplanet.tv for all the members, and then it'll be posted all over the web. Please help us get this information out to everybody. And just so many big developments today. I am going to be posting up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next hour or so. Big article Kurt Nemo is doing about what happened today with Willie Nelson. If any of you missed that, it's not on the web yet. It's going to be re-aired back-to-back. In fact, he was on the very start of the show, coming into the show hot. Was actually on at the 8 after with the most amazing interview I've ever heard with Willie Nelson. I mean, the first two interviews we did were great, but this one was really free-flowing and powerful and just amazing. We took phone calls. It starts on the rebroadcast at InfoWars.com in T-minus about 3.5 minutes. And we had Mark Kornke on. We had William Pepper on. We had, of course, St. John Hunt on and Congressman Dennis Kucinich. As you just heard, I mean, just this, my producer, Trey Kincaid, doing a fabulous job, all trying to fight the New World Order here, trying to bring you the best radio we can to inform and uplift and empower you to know what we're really facing and dealing with. We're on the AM and FM dial. Be sure and support all those wonderful affiliates and their sponsors, the network sponsors. Please tell people about the free podcast that about 50,000 people are getting a day, hundreds of thousands a week. Millions listening on the AM and FM, hundreds of thousands on the shortwave, hundreds of thousands on micros out there. We're just thankful to everybody that picks up the show and carries it. But you, the listeners, whether you're listening on AM and FM, you know, Kansas City or Austin, Texas, wherever, or shortwave or satellite or internet, tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, your coworkers, because there's no doubt we're the tip of the spear. This is the front lines of the info war. We do it like nobody else. You know, get films like Truth Rising. It needs to be seen. It won't be seen unless you carry the ball. So Truth Rising, download it on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Get it out to everybody. Get the books, the videos, the materials, the films we carry, like The Money Masters, so people understand the private bankers that literally own our country through fraud. We got to educate the police and military. Most of them are good men and women. They just don't understand what's happening. They're starting to wake up. We're headed into incredibly dangerous waters. Everything is intensifying. We had Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul scheduled to be on tomorrow. Just absolutely amazing. But again, the next 4 hours about to re-air. Kucinich, Willie Nelson. I told you I was going to call him last week and him on this week, but I forgot. This morning said, you know, I'll call Willie. Boom, answers the phone. Boom, comes on. You're about to hear that in 2 minutes at InfoWars.com on the stream, or subscribe to the free podcast. Share it with people. Pass it around. Post it on YouTube. We're also posting it for PrisonPlanet.tv members in super high quality. InfoWars.com, 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 or PrisonPlanet.com, or TruthNews.us, or ArnoldExposed.com, or JonesReport.com, or InfoWars, I mentioned InfoWars.net. Just help us get the Willie Nelson news out. This is huge. Retransmission, again, now on the Internet. If you miss Willie, right now at InfoWars.com. The first rebroadcast of it starts right now. Great job, John Harmon, up at Genesis 2.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.